Good morning and welcome. Hour number two of our get-together. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tracking Hurricane Milton, a Cat 5, 160-mile-an-hour winds traveling northeast at 14 miles an hour. Thanks to Radiant and Credit Union, a severe weather update. Looks like landfall, most likely Sarasota County, maybe at the northern part of it there, and between 2 and 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Shelters are open. You know, if you have questions, call non-emergency numbers. And everything else, hopefully, people are kind of, for the most part, in place.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, we utilize, you know, the traffic cameras that we have up and down I-75. And Greg, I mean, you can give a report. So far, so good, right?
Yeah, it really is. In fact, even if we look as far south as just north of Tampa, it just looks like average traffic, which means maybe a lot of folks have already gotten out. Because if they were going to, that would have been the time to do so. So even to this point, 7:09 in the morning, not looking bad anywhere on I-75 North.
17% of Florida gas stations are out of gas. I'm sure that is a fluctuating number. I believe the governor is still attempting to do the best he can to make sure gas goes to the gas stations as quickly and efficiently as possible. There will be a point where they will pull the plug on that. And clearly, from the coast working backwards, that's where they're going to have the least amount of deliveries. In other words, they'll pull that area first and then draw back in that kind of fashion, if you will. So you've also got stations that only have, you know, like the high test, maybe the mid-grade. A lot of them are out of the regular. Just keep these things in mind as you're traveling. I wouldn't be too picky.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you don't have to, you know, run from the storm 1,000 miles away. You need to get to where it's safe and, you know, hopefully get out of hurricane-level winds. And we're in pretty good shape in Marion and Alachua County along those lines. But again, the storm doesn't always pay attention to the cute little cones that we draw, both on, you know, on the TV screen, on the computer screen, and in our minds. Like, I think I'm just that side of the line. Don't count on it.
No.
Cammy's got a gun.
Okay.
Cammy?
As in Kamala?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the dark side of Kamala. Gun-toting crazy.
I believe that.
She said, yeah, I got a Glock.
Yeah.
I'll put a cap in your backside if you break into my house.
She hold it sideways.
She did.
Oh,
how'd you know?
I just had a feeling.
Here's an interesting note.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're both into guns, definitely into the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, California law actually classifies all Glocks as, quote unquote, unsafe handguns.
Mm.
The reason, remember, this is California.
Yep.
They do not have a compliant chamber load indicator. Lack of a magazine disconnect mechanism.
Right.
And until a lawsuit caused California to repeal the requirement, it lacked micro-stamping. The only reason you can still buy a Gen 3 is because they are grandfathered in, but they're still considered unsafe handguns.
Oh, my goodness.
Via the California laws that are on the books.
What do they know about guns?
Yes.
Idiots.
We can't buy more modern Glocks new in gun stores, just secondhand ones that are exempt from, say, you know, cops who had them or whatever, or those who moved from other states.
Wow.
She supported the Unsafe Handgun Act and expanded it in such that micro stamping began to be enforced in 2013. So the question is, why does Kamala Harris have an unsafe handgun?
Oh, better for me, but none for thee.
That but mentality. It's unsafe.
Well, you know, she fired it at the range, so.
That's what she says.
Yeah, she ought to know, right?
Well.
Yeah, right.
What about the good old days when you'd have to show that, hey, even though you're a woman, you're tough. And then, you know, you'd go out there. to the shooting range. And you'd find you a bazooka if you could for the photo op.
Right.
Look at me. I'm bad to the bone. But no, I haven't seen that from Kamala.
No.
Yeah. Probably the people at the range get nervous, though. I mean, if you've got this cackling hyena next to you with a loaded gun.
That's scary.
Yeah, it tends to have a chilling effect on those who, I don't know, are into preservation of their own lives.
Yeah. Now, I have been to the range with our very own Kat Kamek and had her an AR-15 up on her shoulder, and she is putting some holes in the middle of that target.
Oh, she's for real.
She's
country
a real
girl.
Deal.
She knows.
She
that's,
knows.
That's not, that's, for, in her case, that is not.
Exactly.
For
that's
a photo op. Yeah. Which, by the way, we are going to talk to her in less than an hour at 8:05. She's scheduled to be with us. That is Congresswoman Kat Kamek on the Bob Rose Show. We always look forward to talking to her. We're going to have Gordon Smith on, the Bradford County Sheriff, 8:35. And at 9:05, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilson Simpson. So we're going to have the important guests on. We're going to continue to share information about Hurricane Milton and all that kind of revolves around that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll stay on top of that.
Well, you know, being an ag state, you kind of wonder all these storms coming through. You know, how does that affect things? Because that's huge business for Florida.
Well, yeah, especially when it's, you know, Cat 5, even if it goes down to a Cat 3, you're going to have devastation. And, you know, anytime you get inland from Sarasota, that is huge farmlands and huge cattle grazing lands, big time. So, yeah, we'll ask him about that specifically. Is it going to affect the, you know, prices at the local grocery store? How's that going to impact us directly and indirectly? And he's always great about having and sharing the information with us. Oh, yeah, one more thing about Kamala.
Yeah.
She was on The View.
So that's one more reason not to watch.
It's more like the PU. The View. That's how I look at it.
Oh.
And here you go. Like, as easy a softball interview as you could possibly get. As vice president, you were closely with President Biden for almost 4 years. He was here on our show, and he said there wasn't a single thing that he did that you could not do. What do you think would be the biggest specific difference between your presidency and a Biden presidency? Hey, that's a great question, because if people are unhappy with the way things have been going, say with the border and other issues over the last 3.5 years, that would be the best question to ask. Harris said, we're two different people, but we have a lot of shared life experiences.
Really?
For example, the way we feel about our family and parents and so on. You mean how everybody feels about their family and their parents and so on? Yeah. Is this another one of those middle class stories? But we're also different people, really.
Mm.
I will bring those sensibilities to how I lead. Then they ask her if there's anything she would have done differently. There is not a thing that comes to mind.
So she'd put us where we are right now all over again.
That's exactly what she said. I'm not reading into that. I'm sharing that exactly precisely in the way in which it was delivered.
That's not encouraging.
No.
At all.
No.
Wow.
7:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's where you call in with whatever it is that's irritating you, long lines, cranky people, big political stuff, or, you know, neighborhood stuff. We'll take it all. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call now, please.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Bugging you. Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We're making the best of it. Oh, happy day. Happy hump day, Trump day. Yes, we're continuing to keep an eye on Milton. 160-mile-an-hour winds, traveling northeast at 14 miles an hour. More details coming your way, but it's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yep, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please, don't be one of those. Don't add to the debris field, people. All right, you ready? Call in now, and let's go to David. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is a mail piece that I got in the mail talking about President Trump is voting for the legalization of marijuana, Amendment number 3. And, you know, I just heard the commercial that you guys ran, the audio version of the same thing that has him speaking, but I can't find anywhere where he says that he's voting for the legalization of marijuana on Amendment 3. There's no quote of him, but the mail piece quotes him as saying that he's voting yes on Amendment 3, and this radio commercial that you guys are running says that he is voting yes for Amendment 3. And that's the only thing that I disagree with him on, is that right there. I am totally against that, and I really hope that they're just taking him out of context. He's speaking around it, but he never said, I'm Donald Trump, and I'm voting for Amendment 3 come November.
No, you're absolutely right, because he didn't endorse it. But he was speaking about it kind of off the cuff, as he tends to do. And he goes, oh, yeah, they got something, you know, going on in Florida. And I think this may have come so early in the game that he didn't know the exact language of it. And that's part of the problem with it, is that, you know, this is going to make a couple of big companies much, much bigger. This isn't a mom and pop thing. And, oh, we're going to, all this tax money is going to be generated and all that. I mean, obviously, this is promoted by the billionaires that are going to benefit from the change. So, yeah, you got to be careful with that. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
There was a hurricane story on TV this morning from down in Tampa area, and it showed a bunch of people in kind of a blue collar neighborhood picking up debris and loading vehicles and stuff. And one of the people made a comment. He said that he didn't know his neighbors at all before the hurricane, and you know, now this has brought them closer together. And that made me sad to see how fractured and divided our society has become. Because when I was a kid, we knew, you know, most of the people that lived up and down the street, and certainly we would help them during a hurricane. But I mean, we just knew our neighbors, and now these people don't. And I think the internet has a lot to do with that. And I just hope everybody stays safe. Thank you.
I agree with what you said. I think it actually began before the internet thing got hot, but that has only made it worse. But yeah, that neighborly thing, you just don't see it anymore, you know? Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, a couple things. The insurance company sent out a notice saying that your EVs could actually explode if they get submerged by salt water. And now they're setting up portable EV charging stations because all these EVs are running out of electricity, which is just so ridiculous. But on our ballot, where we have to vote for single member districts, or, you know, for Electric County, we already did. It's just so irritating. And one last thing. I went to all 5 of my doctors yesterday, and I am still 18 years cancer-free.
God bless you. That is great news. Let's go to, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is, and I heard this on the America's First News with Gordon Deal, is before your show, is the Democrats are already trying to blame their upcoming loss of North Carolina on the hurricane. It's the hurricane. It's not our bad policies. Let's just blame it on the hurricane. So that's kind of what's bugging me.
Yeah, well, that actually, what the devastation there, if you want to just look at it from a partisan perspective, is going to hurt Republicans more than Democrats, because a lot of those voters are independents and Republicans. And so, yeah, we're looking, and I just heard Laura Trump talking about it. They've got folks working hard on the ground to make sure that people's voting rights, there's a restoration there and a way so that people, you know, aren't going to lose that right just because they may have lost their house. Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning. Great show. About this glop that she was talking about, Camel Face was talking about, I heard Dana Lash last night on either Hannity or Gutfeld saying the only reason that she came up with that is there a lawsuit in Chicago regarding the glop, and that's where she pulled that the name out of. Thank you. Great show.
Oh, yeah. That very well... That very well could be. But see, even that, you know, there's a downside to it. Let's go to Jim. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. They, you know, to follow up with this marijuana one, saying, yes, they're going to help the schools. What did the lottery do when they said they were going to help the schools? The schools are run down. They're not in great shape. They're not helping the kids. You really think that this is going to help the kids, too?
That
My
is,
sister lives in Denver, and it went, she has said that is the worst thing they've done.
All right. When they tried to bring the lottery to Florida many years ago, they said as a selling point, 50% of this will go directly to education. And it did.
But?
They followed through. But what they didn't say is how the money's already set aside for education. Were they going to be protected? No, they weren't protected. So it's almost like the lotto replaced what would have been funding. And even the woman who helped to kind of spearhead it all, Rebecca Paul, I believe is her name, she then went to Georgia and did the same thing up there, except
yeah,
she did it right.
Oh, lesson learned.
I don't know if she's to blame for how it got.
Right.
You know, and I blame the Florida legislature probably, but they should be held accountable to some extent. But
right.
Yeah, that's what happened. They basically replaced funding.
Because you know the expectation when you pitch that to the public is, wow, look at all this additional
above
money
and beyond. We're going to really make a step forward. Yeah.
See, that's a little slimy is what that
well,
is.
And so is the, you know, the promoting the weed thing is slimy and not, you know, there's some deception going on there. It's not straightforward.
Yeah, by the way, I did check into it. Looks like September 9th it was in an interview. It looks like Donald Trump did say he was going to vote for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the homework. Okay. Yeah. And that was not too long ago, right? That was last month. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that clarification. All right. It is 7:28, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, coming up at 8:05. Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us on 97.3 this. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Rain or shine, hurricanes or not, we're here. We're on the case for you. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're toughing it out for you. Yeah, I know. Hasn't gotten tough yet. You are correct. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. Top story, though, is for reals. Milton is a Cat 5. Sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. This is expected to downgrade before it hits land, which is predicted to be Sarasota County, probably the northern part of the county, but that could fluctuate a little bit, and approximately between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., depending on, you know, the speed of the storm. Right now it's northeast at 14, which the previous information had it at 12. So is it going to continue to speed up? We'll know in about 20 or so minutes. We'll get it. We should get an update, another update, and we'll let you know. But it doesn't matter. I mean, like Governor DeSantis and others have been saying, no matter what, there's going to be a huge storm surge. So everybody on the coast is going to be affected. We're going to have damaging winds well inland. And in fact, this thing is going to exit the other side of the state on Florida's east coast, probably more than likely still being categorized as a hurricane. That is...
That's crazy, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. So it's better to over-prepare, be all set, hunkered down, and the tough times will go by fairly quickly. And then we will, hey, we'll get together and we'll do what we always do as Floridians. You know, we'll come together, we'll fix things, we'll clean it up, we'll make things better, stronger. And
go have wings.
Yeah, what?
See?
You have been thinking about wings because for some reason in my head, I wanted to say wings. And I'm like, no, I'm talking about the hurricane.
I know. Sorry, I was thinking too loud.
I had wings last night.
Really?
Yes.
See, we had them night before last.
I had them at a local pub eatery in Keystone.
Yeah.
Because we had some family there hunkering down, staying with us from St. Pete.
Yeah. They've
been displaced. And... well, then the trivia game started.
Oh.
Wow. I'm sure that I left there without a single friend in the place. The
Are you
deacon
serious?
Of knowledge had shone brightly.
Wow.
The deacon of knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't to the level they were throwing stuff at me when I left, but yeah. I could feel the vibe of the room.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't my normal self. It was a little on the ego side.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it wasn't the normal humility that I possess.
Oh.
You know? You know what I mean? No. No, I'm saying, Greg, I was a little...
Not really.
You know, I was feeling it a little bit. I was like, you know?
Well, you get a few right answers, gives you a little more courage, you step up a little bit, throw more, a few, you know, good answers.
Yeah.
On.
Yep.
So that's fun, though.
It was a great time.
For you.
The girl that hosted it was very, very friendly, very nice. I thought she... It was well done. And you know, they still do old school. Give me a piece of paper.
And
she'll quickly collect them.
Yeah. Wow.
And instead of playing the stupid, you know, phone thing. Well, I some people prefer that. I played that once, and it was like for real competition.
Right.
I couldn't even get an answer in. And one, I guessed before they finished asking a question, and I still didn't get it in.
Really?
First. I'm like, they haven't even asked. I just wanted to do it as an experiment.
Sure.
And I'm like, B, whatever.
Right.
And I was like, no, somebody got in first. They were like college kids, probably postgraduate, smart alecks, those Weisenheimers.
And smart,
So I beat two of them up in the parking lot. We're even now.
Hey, well, that sounds about fair. That's good.
If he wasn't an old man, I'd slap around Bernie Sanders, too, because he's in the news.
What's he doing?
With the U.S. general election just weeks away, the nation's largest progressive organizing group is launching a massive voter outreach campaign in swing states. It's the old block. Former President Donald Trump's return to power. They want to block his return to power.
Okay.
Well, he's also pushing a potential Harris-Walz administration to implement a radical progressive agenda.
You think?
Yeah. Do you think that... Look, there's a base of Democrat voters that, for whatever reason, they've been brainwashed into this, you know, far-left Marxism that's clearly going on. It's not really debatable. It's right out of the Karl Marx playbook. I mean, you know, him and Engels. I mean, it's so obvious. But anyway, but what do the rest of them think? Certainly isn't the party of JFK.
No.
You know, a sound economy, you know, and it was like a rising tide. It lifts all ships.
And again, how many people are not really voting for her as much as just as the last time they're really voting against Trump? I mean, we talked about the whole Trump derangement syndrome, and it's kind of like we joke about people holding their nose and voting for him. But, man, what do you have to do to vote for her?
Well, I guess Howard Stern had her on the show, and again, does it get any more softball than that? And do you think he asked her any tawdry questions about her past, which he is very well known for, his interview style?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You think he did that? Oh, no. No. He said, yes, I'm voting for you, but I would also vote for that wall over there.
Wow.
So that's...
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah. His interview, by the way, was not full of policy questions or debate.
You think?
His first question was, do you nap?
What?
Do you nap at all?
Well, compared to Joe, nobody does.
Isn't that like the old, like, what's your favorite color? Didn't they do that with Obama? They did that with Obama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a press conference. Like, you only have limited questions. And it's like, what's your favorite color? Like, you're kidding, right?
You're not a journalist.
Yeah.
If you even ask that
question. Oh, my gosh. His second question was, did you like the Prince soundtrack for the Batman movie? Okay.
Wow.
I get Howard. Look, he's...
he's Howard.
What is he called? He's kind of a recluse. So that's all he has, I guess. It's like kind of like comic books and soundtracks. Anyway... So Joel Pollack from Breitbart, he commented on X about the interview.
Okay.
He said, Howard Stern, you know, the one that's used to broadcasting audio of people performing acts on each other? Yeah.
That guy, yeah.
This interview of Kamala is in that genre.
Wow.
Yep. All right, and then it's coming back to haunt her again about the 60 Minutes interview. And The View. And on The View, as I said a few minutes ago, that, you know, is there anything that you would do differently than Joe Biden did? Is there anything you'd do differently? She said, no, nothing that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes to mind. And I've been part of most of the decisions that have had impact. So once again,
wow,
you know, you try to separate yourself from Biden,
but
you're not helping your own self when asked a question. And that is so, like you're being interviewed for a big job, and they say, well, what would you say, you know, is your greatest fault? And you answer, well, I'm probably too hard of a worker and too demanding on myself. You know, that's that answer where the guy goes, oh, really?
Yeah.
But then you're probably just like them, and they hire you. So,
yeah. Well, and look even with her ego on that. Yeah, I had a part in all these decisions, especially the ones that had impact. In other words, I was really part of the important ones.
Oh, the important ones where spending ballooned to the point to where we have astronomical inflation?
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
yeah.
That's one.
Okay, she was the tie-breaking vote. She did have a say in one of the most impactful things. Yeah. She was a tying vote for another big spending bill as well.
What about the border thing? What if she, you know, that was pretty impactful on our country, don't you think?
You know, I think that what she did, she was an undercover border czar, like an undercover agent.
Really?
Yeah, and she may have been doing all kinds of things behind the scenes related to the border.
So that's why we never saw her there? She was
They thought when they gave her the title border czar, she thought her job was to reach out to all these NGOs and make sure they had the funding to put tickets in the hands of Chinese folks to fly into Mexico City and then cross the border. And then you could fill in the blank with Chinese with 115 other nations that are not land connected. But anyway.
And they're nowhere near Mexico.
Top story, Milton, Cat 5, 160-mile-an-hour winds moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. Landfall predicted to be northern Sarasota County between 2 and 6 a.m. in the morning. Details and other things related to Milton, that's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Coming up, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be on the air with us. That's approximately 8:05, 8:35. Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith, 9:05. We'll have the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. They'll all have important information they can share with us, things that will affect us directly and indirectly. So I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making it a happy hump day, Trump day, even in the face of a Cat 5 hurricane, because we are going to keep you informed. We've been on top of this thing from day one. Milton is a Cat 5. You've got sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. That has a devastating impact. But remember, that is the speed of the winds, you know, around the eye. Okay? And you're talking a span of 30, 40, 50 miles now. It's expected that the storm is going to, those winds are going to slow down a little bit. When that happens, you could get an expansion of the entire storm, including the eye wall. So that'll cover a larger amount of territory with much stronger winds. Keep all this in mind. The entire storm system is moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. We should get some new numbers coming out in a little while. And of course, we will let you know. We'll be on top of it. You've got Marion County. No schools today, tomorrow, or Friday. Done. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. And that, of course, provides plenty of shelter opportunities, both for local residents and for those who may be coming through town. You don't necessarily have to, you know, drive all the way to Arkansas. You can, you know, get out of harm's way before that. No, because some people are really stressed and
absolutely.
We asked them to react and they have, but now we want to make sure, you know, that we let them know, look, once you got off the coast, The mostly life-threatening part of it, your odds are, you know, 99% much better in your favor now.
Yeah.
So you've got that going on. Alachua County, no school today or tomorrow. Friday, so far, is a yes, scheduled open schools, but they reserve the right to change that depending on what may occur today or even, you know, the damage that's done during the storm. They may rethink that and change that. So that's floating out there right now. Friday school for Alachua County is uncertain. Right now, it's a yes.
And depending on what shelter needs were carrying over into Friday, will be a part of that decision, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we've got the great guest on. We've got the information. We're sharing that with you. Hopefully everybody is paying attention, and they will be safe. Most of our listening area will probably not experience hurricane-level winds, but I say probably. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm throwing all the dice and I'm all in. A lot of things are still possible at this point, and there still could be movement of the eye itself.
Got a lot of rain, though, probably coming our way. So.
Yeah, and you know what's associated with that.
Uh-huh.
You've got trees coming down and power lines coming down. Don't ever touch a, you know, a fallen power line ever.
Yeah, we were talking to Ed Bilarski from CEO of GRU a couple of weeks ago during the last bout. And it's like, you have people out there moving lines and putting, like, warning tape on them. And he's like, you're touching it anyway. You're warning other people not to, to touch something dangerous by touching it yourself.
What do you think
don't
is,
do that.
What do you think is more effective, a yellow tape saying warning or a person kind of melted to the wire?
Well, you know, that would be a very good warning sign, I think.
But I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
And it's not good.
Seriously, not good. Take all that stuff very seriously. And don't be in such a hurry to run out of the house to clean up those little branches, especially if you have large trees near you.
Yeah.
It very well could come down an hour, two, 3 hours after the storm even leaves the area.
And there's still, stop and think about it. We've been saturated. The last storm came through. A lot of things are already weakened, and this is not going to help. So be careful.
Right.
Stay in the house. Watch TV.
Hey, it's going to be interesting when we talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I have a story about U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah.
Who I'm normally a fan of.
Right.
But not Saturday.
Really? What'd
because she hails from the state of.
Oh, no. I see where this is.
Tennessee.
Yeah,
we ain't singing no
going.
Rocky Top round. Yeah. But anyway, look, she took the extra step of opening two pop-up offices across 8 counties in East Tennessee to help her constituents, to help assist victims of flash flooding that was caused by Hurricane Helene. She already started that yesterday, Johnson County Courthouse, and Elizabethtown, she is going to be there. I guess she was there yesterday. She'll be there again today. So that is it. That is an excellent effort because people are going to need help.
Yes.
It's the people that use the quote-unquote system all the time seem to know pretty well how to maneuver it. But these are people who generally never use the system. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A sense of pride. We take care of ourselves. We take care of our own. We don't need the government. Government.
Yeah.
Pronounced exactly the way it was supposed to be.
Oh, and we have seen even areas where FEMA has not managed to get in and do much yet because they can't be everywhere immediately. Hey, they're taking care of themselves, helping their neighbors, getting out there, doing the work.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask a Kat because she tells it like it is. And I'm going to ask the Congresswoman, hey, you know, is the Fed's response to this, are they a little slow or is it a matter of topographically difficult, which we know it is, but are they being a little slow on purpose? Is it the nature of the administration overall?
Right.
Is there a true sense of urgency like there should be? And I'm going to get her take on it because she pays attention. She's you know, on the ground,
she's
so to speak,
absolutely.
Governmentally.
Or governmentally.
Yeah.
If you're going back to that, so
Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be underperforming.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a moron.
A complaint that apparently Willie never had. But Joe Biden, she's underperforming Joe Biden in key New York districts.
Ooh.
Giving Republicans a slight edge.
In New York?
The Empire State.
Wow.
Could
go
Trump.
Ah, can you imagine?
Hasn't went Republican since the last most awesome president Ronald Reagan won that state.
Wow.
Back in the 1980s, kiddies.
We were young.
Look it up on the interwebs. It's there.
We didn't even have him back
then. Yeah, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
All right. Stand by. Congresswoman Kat Kamak will be joining us momentarily. Hang on.